Hey, welcome to the Two Bobs. I'm Rob.
And I'm Robert. You're listening to episode 104 for Monday, July 1st, 2019.
This week on the Two Bobs, we have a disappointing episode. Sorry to tell you.
As always.
I mean, you know, we'll go through the motions. You'll enjoy parts. You'll hate others. But that's okay, because we're going to talk about the beer we're drinking, because we always do. We got a review. Also, we're gonna touch base on some of the most hilarious Amazon reviews available to the masses.
General public. And then we'll talk about crazy news with an attack squirrel. Marijuana Pepsi, a pepperoni pizza, an unhappy property owner, Wi-Fi down, and a mermaid incident.
All right, maybe it won't be too bad.
Yeah, no, it won't.
It's worth a listen. Go ahead and listen. Yeah. It's about an hour long. You'll be all right.
Yeah, an hour of your time.
Yeah, it's time well spent. Let's drag this on as long as we can.
That's the least we can do.
July already.
It is July.
Very exciting. Yeah. Do you have anything exciting planned for the 4th?
Yes. And I meant to talk to you about that before we started the show. But we're going to be gone again starting Wednesday and coming back like Saturday morning. So if we could do Saturday again next week, maybe. We did talk about it a little bit, but we never confirmed.
Should work. I don't know.
We'll find out.
We've got some things.
Yeah, we've got some things planned. So hopefully we'll get next week's episode in. It's going to be a little bit tight again. But after that, all the traveling and all the baseball, although baseball is actually starting up again, but we got it to just Mondays and Tuesdays, which does not conflict with our baseball. I mean, with our podcasting schedule. So I'm looking forward to being back on the weekly train. This every other week is for the birds.
It really is. It really is. And I feel like we're doing our listeners a disservice as well.
We are.
And so, you know, if we could get back into a groove, that'd be nice. Yeah. That'd be nice. We don't, you know, we don't secretly hate each other or don't want to do the podcast. This shit happens.
We're not in couples therapy, despite the Tigers now leading the Nationals. I saw like Miggy hit a something or other. I think it was Miggy.
I mean, would you just give us one, maybe?
I was in the bathroom.
You know, just give us one. I'm just saying. Just one game. It'd be nice. You know, you guys are above 500. We have no chance in hell to actually get to 500 for the year. So, anyway, on to better things. Speaking of things that we owe our listeners, I think we also owe some beer conversation to our listeners. So why don't we get right into that?
I agree.
Hey, bartender, another beer!
Beer talk is...
Almost didn't know where the button was.
Types of talk. Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, you go a few weeks without hitting it, you know, it's start to lose the muscle memory. Your arms are probably in atrophy.
There's a lot of things atrophying right now. I'm falling apart, my friend.
Yeah, that's all right.
Getting old.
You know, it comes with age.
Yeah.
So this week, what I have is another one. So last week I had a Dragon's Milk Reserve, which was phenomenal. This week I have another one from Dragon's Milk, and it's a little bit
New Holland.
It's a little something different from Dragon's Milk, and is the Dragon's Milk White from New Holland, which is a bourbon barrel aged white stout,
of course,
as opposed to the
it's all race with you
black stout. I don't know what the anyway. So I will say because I bought like a six pack of them, and I've had four or five of them already. So not today. This is my first beer today, but this is my first one today. And again, it's from our friends over at New Holland. Dragon's Milk White is a nod to New Holland Brewing's 20 years of barrel aging experience and commitment to innovation in the name of flavor. The next legend to unfold in the Dragon's Milk family. Dragon's Milk White creates a full-flavored yet lighter stout drinking experience that presents familiar flavors in a completely unexpected way. It's a full-flavored white stout with strong notes of vanilla, cacao, chocolate, coffee roast, and oak from its time in bourbon barrels. Drinkers can expect a smooth, velvety mouthfeel that complements the flavor profile, a lighter stout drinking experience that pours with a hazy golden hue into a pint glass for legendary enjoyment. So it, if you look at it, if you didn't know any better, you'd say, weird. Oh, that's an IPA. Yeah,
looks
it
like
is
mine.
Seriously, it looks just like an IPA. Like, I would expect some citrus in this, but I don't get it. So it's a little bit confusing to the palate. But it's been about a week since I've had any, so I'm going to try again real quick just to refresh myself, and then I'll tell you what I think. Okay. So it is different because it gives you some of the flavors that you would, you know, in the traditional dragon's milk, I guess we'll call it, the original dragon's milk, yeah. That you would expect from it. Again, going to the notes of vanilla, cacao, and the coffee, a little bit of smokiness from the oak. So you get that. But what's weird about it is it's a lighter ABV. So it's only 6% alcohol by volume, 35 IBUs. So it's has half the alcohol, in other words, almost a little bit more than half of what Dragon's Milk has. So you don't get that little bit of a sucker punch, yeah. from the alcohol content that you normally get. So I'm missing that. And, in really what I'm missing too is the, a little bit of the depth of flavor. Like, I'm tasting it, but I think, I'm not getting that, again, I'm not getting that gut punch that I really like, that I really appreciate from barrel-aged stouts. So what I would say is it's a good light drinking beer. So if you like, if it's summer and you kind of want something that, you know, a little bit of the essence of what Dragon's Milk gives you, but you don't feel like, you know, pounding down dark stouts when it's 90 degrees outside and 11% alcohol by volume, this is a nice alternative to it because it does give you the kind of the essence of it, but at a lighter alcohol content and a little bit lighter of definitely lighter of a taste is what I get from it. So again, it's good. Do I think it's as good as the other Dragon's Milk series that I've had? No, I rated a 3.75 on Untappd, where the other Dragon's Milk, I mean, those have been ranging 4.75% to 5% because I think those are just phenomenal.
Yeah.
This is a good beer that I would definitely drink again, especially if I want a stoutier beer. But I don't want to actually drink a stout now that it's hot outside and the sun's shining and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This is a nice replacement for it, but not something that not a serious beer, compared to what I get from the other one. So New Holland, obviously we've had them, on the show, many times, and in traditional, Two Bob's fashion, I'll let you know. In episode 5, I had Tree Seeds. I had the original Dragon's Milk. Episode 23, Love the Dough. You had a Mad Hatter. Episode 27, Rob loves Game of Thrones, which is still true. You had a The Poet.
Yes.
Episode 43, Ring of Idiot Thieves. You had a Cabin Fever. Episode 54, Chocolate Ass. You had a Baltic Anomaly. And then episode 103, Dildo Cleaning Wipes. I had a Dragon's Milk Reserve orange chocolate, which was phenomenal, from New Holland. Again, not their strongest beer in multiple ways, but definitely worth trying out.
Yeah, I think it looks good. I brought up the website where you were talking about it just to kind of see if it looked like something that would be interesting. And I might have to try to see if I can get some. I don't think I've seen it over there at the store near me, but some of the other places that I go to pick some up, they probably will have it, and I'll give it a shot.
Now, your beer, I like, because when I went to the website and typed in the year, it didn't make me type in the other stuff. It's like, oh, never mind, you're good, it led me right on.
Yeah, New Holland asks you, just as, are you old enough? And it kind of takes you at your word. But yeah, the Sierra Nevada, they want you to start putting in your birth date. And I always feel weird doing that. It's like, I guess so much of that I don't want to put out there. So I at least put the year in, and then usually I fudge the rest. But right, I put in the year, and it was like, well, yeah, you're definitely old enough, and it let me on in. So
yeah, so I appreciate that. I usually just put January 1st, and I don't even usually put the correct year. I just, you know, just enough to make me over 21 so I can get into the website.
In the vicinity.
Right in the area of, you know,
where?
Give or take a few years. I just scroll down really fast and then.
Yeah. Well, I have to scroll a long time to get to mine. You don't have to.
Some of these websites think I was born in the 1800s.
You should. Well, I thought this one was kind of cool because way back when, as I started to venture out into trying different beers, I grew up, pretty much everybody around me was drinking Miller Lite, the good old white can. And that's kind of what I guess I've cut my teeth on. And then I went in college. I also started to venture out in some of these other beers like Ice House. And Ice House was good because it was a stronger beer than the typical lights. I think it was still cheap. Only like five. Yeah, it was cheap. let's see. What is the ABV of Ice House? But it was meant to get you as 5.5. I was going to say 5.5, but I knew for some reason that would be wrong. But so we started venturing into that, and I just drank it. I never really developed a real taste for it. But then I started trying other beers, and what really got me started down the road of the IPAs and that flavor was the Sierra Nevada. They're just typical IPA, and that was really kind of one of the ones, if you've ever read about IPAs, that's really what turned the corner for this type of beer. So I grabbed this one because it was something a little bit different than one of the other ones that I've had. And it's the Sierra Nevada Hazy Little Thing IPA, and it comes in this pretty wild-looking green can, which doesn't really tell you much about it, but the website does. And it says,
got that.
Yeah, some beers need a little polishing before entering the world, while others, the hop-heavy, rowdy crowd-pleasers like us, should just be left alone. We package Hazy Little Thing in all its raw glory, unfiltered, unprocessed, straight from the tanks and into the can. It's a swirling cloud that likes to shake things up, a fruit-forward hop adventure for the daring. Go bold and make tonight a hazy one. There's two-row malts, hops, Citra, Comet, El Dorado, a couple other ones, and 6.7% alcohol by volume, 35 on the bitterness units for the IBUs. And I am going to give it another shot. It does have a lot like yours. It has that kind of golden color, and the website is right on. It doesn't really, it is hazy. It doesn't really have any way for you to see through it. It's got a bit of, I don't know, it's hard to explain. But I'm going to give it a shot. It says that I'm going to get some citrus in there. So let's see if that's true.
Mm-hmm. Has a 3-3 finishing gravity, whatever the fuck that means.
Yeah, I skipped that. Contains wheat, so I'll be fine.
I feel like you need a college degree in beer science in order to figure out what the hell some of this shit is. Original gravity is 16.3 degrees. Finishing gravity, 3 degrees. Don't know.
Oh, good.
There. Yeah, it's important to know that.
Well, I like it a lot. I gave it a 3.75 on Untappd, and I probably pushed that up to 4. That was just kind of my initial take as we were having the technical difficulties, so I was feeling a little agitated. So 3.75, I probably put it up to a 4.
You rated your beer worse because you were pissed off at my computer.
Yeah. So I rated it 3.75. I'll go up to 4 for it because I would buy it again. I'll actually seek it out. And I probably will go ahead and buy a 6-pack of it just to keep in the refrigerator throughout the summer. But you do get that fruit forward. So as soon as you taste it, or as soon as you start to drink it, you get the grapefruit, tangerine, that kind of flavor. It's not overly present, so it's not like something where you're really, and it only said 35 IBU, so it's not something where it's really going to give you that bite. Yeah, I like it. So if you're going to have something during the summer, and much like Rob's Dragon's Milk, it's probably one of the greater choices that you can have out there. And 6.7% won't ruin your evening, but it'll give you a nice little buzz.
Yeah, there you go. Might actually make your evening a lot better.
Yeah, it'll make it a little bit hazy.
A little bit hazy.
Yeah, that's perfect. Fine. That's what beer's for. Yeah, you know what did make my evening better?
The Tigers leading the Nationals, right?
Oh, no. Well, I don't. Alexa, what's the score of the Nationals and Tigers game?
Currently, the Nationals are trailing the Tigers 7-5.
Oh, so that's not good.
Yeah, don't worry. The Nationals will probably still win.
They'll pull it out.
It doesn't really matter. It's fucking irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Hey, well, it's not 30 runs at the Yankees and Red Sox just did.
Yeah, that was nuts. Apparently, they had the biggest first inning since 1989. I want to say something like that. Like crazy.
Yeah, it was 6-0 Yankees. Like right. And I looked down at the because we were in the car and looked down and said top of the first. Like what the fuck,
man? Those Brits got to be all excited.
Yeah. So they were cheering for they were definitely cheering for the Yankees. So but then the Red Sox got it and they tied it up. It was 6-6 in the first inning, which was wild. So you think the whole rest of the game,
bloody ale.
So it's going to be something like that. And then the Yankees turned it on. They ended up 17-13 was the final, and it went It only ended probably a little bit before. It was like, I think 5:45. So from one, I think it was 4 hours and 42 minutes or something stupid. So
that's crazy.
So those people got there and it's dark over there too.
4 hours and 42 minutes with no extra innings.
No.
That's a crazy
and ended on a great double play. It was pretty sweet. Yeah, there was nothing special, but it was a lot of good plays and a lot of fun. Just the pitching was for shit, but the hitting wasn't, so that's good.
Hey, Robert.
Yeah.
Under the random shit section.
We're not
supposed to tell people. So, so just so you guys know, we actually like in our show lineup, we actually have a random shit section that's sandwiched between beer and crazy news. So, yeah. Some people like the fact that we're very structured and that we're organized in our podcast.
Yeah,
and we have actual segments with drops. A lot of them, we don't have one. So funny shit or random shit's not an official segment of the show, but nonetheless, we have a random shit section that we talk about whatever the fuck we want. Not that that's any different from the rest of the episode, but
yep. Tell me more about the structure.
So we got a review. We got a review. Did. A 5-star review.
Yes.
From Caden 2013, who's from the U.S. And they titled it Funny and Informative. It says, I love this show. I find that it is more than just two Bobs talking to each other. I have learned so much about craft beer, and I'm actually trying some of their recommendations now, and I've never been a huge beer drinker. I also like the quirky stories they pull from all over the world. The Bob's comments are funny, and I find myself laughing out loud during my annoying commute home. The podcast is more organized than some of the other ones that I have tried, and that's what I like most about it. Way to go, Bob's. I'm a big fan.
Well, holy shit. Thank you, Caden.
Hey, thanks, Caden, 2013, yeah. If that's even your real name.
You know, as many podcasts as I've listened to, I've never rated them. Yeah, in 2013, not old enough to drink beer.
I listen to a ton of podcasts. I like you said, we got a 6-year-old listening to our episode. Fuck. I've never once rated a podcast. So the fact that somebody actually went out and made it, went out of their way to do it really means a lot to us. Thank you very much.
Yes, it does. And let us know. We've got the Twitter and there's a Facebook page. Doesn't get a whole lot on there, but, definitely send us what you're drinking. What do you like that we've had? If you've had some of the same things. A lot of the beers are tough to get in other areas. So some of the ones that Rob has, I can't get. And some of the ones that I've had, he can't get. But we'd be curious to see what you've had. And maybe something we can try on the show.
Yeah, let's move to Michigan. Or just move to Michigan. No, I'm just kidding. You should never move to Michigan. Michigan's stupid. But
yeah.
Anyway, I'm just here by default. So I was born here. So
maybe I was born this way.
Oh, boy.
What's next?
Well, so... I found this and I thought it was kind of funny because one thing that I appreciate though is speaking of reviews is Amazon reviews.
Yeah.
And I think it, at some point in the podcast history, I've shared some of the reviews that I've written.
Yes, you have.
For Amazon that are completely just, you know, fucking ridiculous. And I'm not the only one that does that, by the way. So what I found are the most hilarious Amazon reviews ever written. So maybe I thought it'd be funny if we maybe review like the top, like there's a bunch on here, but maybe like do the top 10.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll start at 10 maybe.
Perfect. So I'll start at number 10 and I will, take the evens as we usually do, except the last time we did this and you were all confused cause I took the odds, but,
I'm odd, Rob.
This is so the product is a UFO detector, internal magnetometer interface with microcontroller for 24 hours, 7 days a week monitoring for magnetic anomalies that have been reported with many UFO sightings. So
add that to my cart.
So this reviewer titled this review, 1 star is too much for this product. I don't know if this is a scam or if mine was broken, but it doesn't work, and I'm still getting abducted by UFOs on a regular basis. Man, that sucks. Guy's still getting probed. He thought this would put a stop to it.
He didn't say that was the problem. He just said that it didn't tell him that the UFOs were coming so he could prepare himself, Rob. He wanted to shower and all that stuff.
Yeah, he maybe do some pre-lubing.
Right, right.
Just so it slides in easier. I mean, that's what I would do. That's what I would do. Yeah. Oh, they're coming again. Hold on.
Yeah.
Let me
let me shower and shave.
Oh, it's number 9.
He might have needed number 9.
Going
he wanted
deep
to go
down the rabbit hole here. So
yep, he wanted to go to Amazon. He wanted to pick up Veet for Men fart amplifier. It's not really that, but it's the Veet for Men hair removal gel cream. It says make my fart sound louder. The hair must have acted as an interlocking silencer. I give this the big thumbs up, 5 for 5.
Oh man, he really liked it. He said it's a good product. It's a good product.
Is that where it goes though?
By Dennis. How else would it amplify farts? How would a cream amplify farts if it didn't go right up on your, right up in that area, right?
I can't see my feet. How am I going to know that I can see that I got hair in my butt?
I know
they're back there, but in that specific spot, I don't know.
Hmm.
How do I know that I don't need, and who's looking in there that I need to see that the hair should be gone? I don't know.
I mean, I feel like maybe it's like getting an oil change. Everything runs a little bit smoother, right? Like less stuff. It's less less grime. Okay,
that's getting hung up back there.
Yeah, it would just be a smoother experience.
It'd be like wiping poop off your driveway with a towel. We've discussed this many, many moons ago.
If the driveway were like a water slide, though, it probably wouldn't matter at that point.
You could use paper.
It's like in Christmas Vacation when Clark puts that airspace grade lubricant on the bottom of the saucer sled and then just goes flying off. I feel like it'd be the same thing. Your shit would just go.
That was non-nutritive food varnish.
Take it coats and seals the flake.
Number eight.
Number 8. It's from Daniel. And this is an HDE USB wall charger LED light with 4-port travel AC power adapter, charger hub with interchangeable plug.
I'm getting this one.
Oh, boy. So it's basically a 4-port USB hub that plugs into the wall. Right. And five stars from this one. Daniel said, my wife and I can now charge all of our devices simultaneously. Now we all fight about. I'm sorry. Let me try that again. Daniel says, my wife and I can now charge all of our devices simultaneously. Now all we fight about is her crippling alcoholism and my unhealthy obsession with Dakota Fanning.
I can see that.
Oh, man. At least they don't have to argue about that, you know? Save your marriage, that one.
Yeah. Number 7 is a PS4 game.
What does Dakota Fanning even look like anymore?
I don't know. I'll Google it later. All right, it's a PS4 game, Battlefront Deluxe Edition, Star Wars, and the title says, congratulations, EA, you earned 1 star.
Oh.
Additional stars can be purchased for $5.49 each. Now, that's a take. I mean, EA is known to nickel and dime you for the extras, and Battlefront got quite the uproar when it came out, and you could put the game in your player, but in order to really play it, you had to pay a bunch of extra money. So I can see where he's coming from.
Sure. I mean, you know, that's good. It's good. Real good.
I need this mouse.
I was trying to share the application window for. Oh, here we go. Hold on 1 second. I just wanted to see what Dakota Fanning looks like these days. So these pictures, is this working? Do you see my screen?
Uh-huh.
Okay. So these pictures here, like, I feel like she's still
kind of young looking still.
Yeah, I need good. Here. Hold on. Let me do this. Dakota Fanning, 2019.
Yeah, still kind of young. Except for that one.
That one looks a little bit older.
Yeah, but she's trying.
Oh, this says Al Fanning. That's not even the same fucking person. Yeah, this is Dakota Fanning. This is Dakota Fanning. No, man. Yeah. I can't respond.
Now,
you know, she'll be hot in 10 years. Okay.
Let's give it some time.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
cook a little more. Number 6.
All right. Let's see here. Number 6. This is from Loose Seal. It is the Nexus Silent Wired Mouse SM8500. My girlfriend and I were on the verge of breaking up because I would keep her awake at night with my constant mouse clicking. Not anymore. Consider this relationship safe. This mouse is so silent, she will sometimes forget I'm even home and invite her lover over. He's a pretty cool guy. Silent clicking mouse. Uh-oh. Nobody likes a loud clicker.
No, no, that is the worst. Number five. It's entitled Crap for Murder. Hoping it'd be crap, her Kindle would slip out and electrocute her, says Ben Harrison. I got this from my mother-in-law for bath time, hoping it'd be crap, her Kindle would slip out and electrocute her. So far, this bloody thing is staying in one piece. Well, great for waterproof a Kindle, but crap for murder.
Well, I mean, I feel better for his mother-in-law, right?
I don't know. Maybe
she's a
maybe
bitch. I mean, not everybody can have my be. Mother-in-law.
Yeah.
You know, I say, I love you, Mom. God, I hope she doesn't listen to this thing. I mean, she might. She might listen to
all that back.
She might listen to the two Bobs. We'll see.
She might hear about it, though. Somebody, if you said something detrimental, it would get back to her somehow. Your mother would tell her.
That's true. Yeah, elderly listener. They do talk sometimes, so I got to watch it. All right, number four. Number four from Pac-Man. It's a one star. This is a negative review. It says, do not buy this book. You can see the ending right on the cover. It's for a book called Where Is Baby? Where is Baby's Belly Button? A Lift the Flap book. This book is completely misleading. The entire plot revolves around finding Baby's belly button. The title makes this much clearer from the beginning. However, there is no mystery. There's no twist. Baby's belly button is right where it's supposed to be, on baby's stomach, right where it clearly shows you it is on the cover of the book. This plot is a complete mess as a result of its reliance on the mystery of where the belly button is. Everything falls apart the second you realize that the belly button was in plain sight all along. There is no conflict, there is no character development, and there is scarcely any plot. Whoever wrote this book must have a serious error in judgment, because you would have to be an infant to not immediately understand where baby's belly button is. This is one of the worst pieces of literature I have ever read.
Wow. Tell us how you really feel.
The fucking baby's belly button is right there. Son of a bitch. It. Damn it, Linda.
Oh, Linda. Number three is for some Bic pens. This is a great product. Oh. 5 stars from a keen skier.
Bic knows how to make some pens.
Yeah.
And lighters.
The Bic for her medium ballpoint pen. I don't know what that has anything to do with it, but my husband never allowed me to write as he doesn't want me touching men's pens. However, when I saw this product, I decided to buy it using my pocket money. And so far, it has been fabulous. Once I had learnt to write, the feminine color and the grip size, which was more suited to my delicate hands, had enabled me to vent thoughts about new recipe ideas, sewing, and gardening. My husband is less pleased with this product as he believes it will lead to more independence, and he hates the feminine tingling sensation, along with the visions of fairies and rainbows he gets whenever he picks it up.
He feels his vagina tingle a little bit, probably.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I never heard anybody complain about that, though.
No.
That's pretty good. That's a nice review.
They coat it in estrogen, so when you touch it, it seeps into your skin and starts changing your DNA.
Yeah, you get man
boobs.
There's
chromosomes on it.
Yeah.
Probably. I get those just by eating a lot of bad food.
Yeah. Well, they say you get it from drinking IPA. That's probably what it is.
That's got to be it.
Yeah.
I still haven't fully recovered from Vegas. I'm back where I was before Vegas. Let's put it that way.
Melissa you guys were there, and she really wants to go back. And I said, this was the trip Rob and I were supposed to go, but she ruined it by trying to get involved in it, and then you ended up taking Kelly anyway.
You know what? CES 2020, because it's already happened this year, right? I think it's already happened this year. Let's do it. Let's do it. Okay. I have air miles. I'm good.
Oh, shit. That's one of us. I don't leave my house. I don't have any miles.
Wonder if Kelly would be okay if I use a companion ticket on you.
From two different airports, it might be a little
different. they might I don't know if Delta would appreciate that. So all right, number two, this is from Christy. It's 3 stars. and no. It's titled Change My Life. This is a Wenger 16999 Swiss Army Knife Giant. Holy shit. Okay.
That's how many things it has on it. That's why they put the 999 on there.
Received this knife as a gift for my 18th birthday. Wish I'd have known that, because as soon as I touched it, I grew a mustache and became a Navy SEAL. Mom fainted and Dad laughed and handed me a beer. I was born a girl. Minus 2 stars because my breasts were really nice. That is unfortunate. I'd rate it 0 stars.
I need to find out if that picture is real. That looks a little bit too big to go in anybody's pocket.
That's what she said.
That's true. I do like my Swiss Army knives. Number one is entitled Going Bananas. It saved my marriage by Mrs. Toledo. What can I say about the 571B banana slicer that hasn't already been said about the wheel, penicillin, or the iPhone?
Okay, so first off, explain what it is. Explain, because it doesn't really...
Doesn't really tell you? All right. Yeah, really, and yeah, so it's a plastic piece that's shaped in the shape of a banana, and it's got little lines going up and down that's used to slice the banana. So much like a hot dog slicer, this would be... They do have a hot dog slicer.
I was thinking the apple ones.
It's a lot like the apple slicer, yeah, but this is for banana.
Yeah, the apple slicer. You push it over there and it takes out the core and splits it out. Okay.
This is for banana. It takes the core off. Yeah. All right,
perfect. Thank you for doing that.
But it's yellow, and so it looks like a banana, shaped like a banana, and it does have the little slice things there. So again, it says, what can I say about the 571B banana slicer that hasn't already been said about the wheel, penicillin, or the iPhone? This is one of the greatest inventions of all time. My husband and I would argue constantly over who had to cut the day's banana slices. It's one of those chores no one wants to do. You know, the old, I spent the entire day rearing our children. Maybe you can pitch in a little and cut those bananas. And of course, you think I have the energy to slave over your damn bananas? I worked a 12-hour shift just to come home to this. These are the things that can destroy an entire relationship. Exactly. Got me to the point where our children could sense the tension. The minute I heard our 6-year-old in her bedroom reenacting our daily banana fight with the Barbie dolls, I knew we had to make a change. That's when I found the 571B banana slicer. Our marriage has never been healthier, and we've even incorporated it into our lovemaking. Thank you, 571B banana slicer.
I don't even want to know how you would incorporate that into your sexual affairs. Oh, wow. Oh boy. Well,
Alexa, add a banana slicer to my shopping list.
Banana slicer added to your shopping list. By the way, I can learn your voice to improve your shopping experience. Would you like to try it?
Yes.
Okay. I found a profile for Robert. If that's you, just say yes. If not, you can say no.
No.
To make a profile with your name, download the Alexa app.
Yeah, I'm not doing that. Bye, Alexa. I already have all that, but I don't really feel like fooling with it now.
Mine knows my voice, my Alexa's, but I don't feel like she does anything different. Because if whether it's the kids or me that say something, she'll respond the same way. And then sometimes I'll ask, like, you know, do you know who I am? And she'll be like, yeah, you're Robert. I can tell your voice. And then if Colin asks, and she doesn't, she'll, I don't know who the fuck you are. So I,
but I'm still listening because you paid $100 for me.
Exactly. So. Anyway, that is the top 10 as voted by the community, the Ranker community of hilarious Amazon reviews. I don't think some of them are as funny as some of the ones that I've posted in the past, but
I just order stuff from Amazon. I don't ever review it.
I don't know. And Prime Day is coming up too. Oh boy.
I'm excited. Are you looking for anything in particular? Or are you just looking to see what they actually have for
Prime Day? I'm looking to see what they actually have. Like last year, I don't think I bought anything during Prime Day, but maybe the year before I did. No?
Yeah. If there's something cool.
Maybe. Actually, I really want a Ring flood cam thing. So
we got the Arlo cams. They're nice. They don't tie into the Ring, though. That's the only trick. But I thought they were going to do a doorbell. And who knows? You ready for crazy news?
I sure am.
I was looking at the button so I wouldn't foul it up. And I've moved on to the Maui Brewing Company Coconut Hiwa Porter, which we've both had on the show.
Yeah, I've had that. It's good.
I had one more can of it. It's good shit.
Yeah. So where are we going first, Robert?
Well, we're going to Alabama, of course, which is becoming the new Florida, because everything Alabama does is fucked up and backwards.
That's true, and everybody that lives there, too.
Yep, this one takes us again to Alabama, Limestone County, where a drugged attack squirrel on meth seized in drug raid.
Nice.
Limestone County, Alabama, narcotics investors investing.
You missed a syllable.
Yeah, I broke it. Limestone County, Alabama, narcotics investor. God damn it. Narcotics investigators.
Right on the microphone there.
Narcotics.
Investigators.
Investigators invested and arrested one man and are looking for another after they executed a search warrant Monday that yielded meth, drug paraphernalia, body armor, and a squirrel. Nice. Mickey Polk, 35, is wanted on drug and weapons charges, while Ronnie Reynolds, 37, was charged with several drug offenses after the raid. Prior to the search warrant, investigators were informed that Polk kept an attack squirrel inside his apartment, not you, Mr. Cocky Nuts, or George, inside his apartment, and that he fed the squirrel meth to keep it aggressive. Couldn't afford to feed a Rottweiler, but he's going to get a squirrel. The investigation provided probable cause to obtain a search warrant. And around 8:30 a.m. on Monday, investigators and deputies executed the search warrant at Polk's apartment at the 21000 block of Piney Chapel Road. Reynolds was inside the apartment. Yeah, we've been there. But Polk hasn't. Let's see. Reynolds wasn't inside the part.
Fuck.
Reynolds was inside the apartment, but Polk wasn't home at the time. Investigators found meth, drug paraphernalia, body armor, ammunition, and a squirrel in the residence. The squirrel was inside a cage. Animal control deputy arrived and contacted the Alabama Game and Fish Division of the Department of Conservation. Nice. Game and Fish confirmed that it is illegal to have a pet squirrel, and they recommended releasing the squirrel, which deputies did successfully. There's no safe way to test the squirrel for meth.
Even if you did, what do? What do you fucking book him?
Put him in handcuffs and lead him out.
I mean, what does the state of Alabama say about wildlife doing drugs? Is it illegal for them?
No, nothing is illegal in Alabama.
Well, that's true. Pretty much everything goes.
Yep.
You know, they were just mad that he had a squirrel, not that they were feeding him meth.
Yeah.
That was
the video of it was the squirrel like rabbit in the cage. So it could have had anything, but maybe they were putting meth in his food or something. I don't know. On his little corn cobs.
Oh boy.
What squirrels eat?
What do you I don't know. They eat nuts.
Yeah, putting meth on his nuts.
Well, they dig holes in my fucking landscaping all day long and eat shit out of there, so you know.
Yeah, they put meth on his nuts, and then he gets some hair removal cream for him too.
He does. They do. So that way, and then they use the UFO. The UFOs come and get them, but they never know when they're coming because the fucking thing doesn't work.
Where's the next one?
Milwaukee, Wisconsin. I don't think we've been to Milwaukee before. Mm-hmm. What? But anyway, so this takes us to Milwaukee, where a girl's name. An incoming college freshman. She had already gone through college. Let me try this again. This next story brings us to Milwaukee. And the title of the story is, yes, her name really is Marijuana Pepsi. And now she's Dr. Marijuana Pepsi to you. The incoming college freshman vowed that she would go on to a master's degree and then a doctorate. I'm going to be called Dr. Marijuana Pepsi, she declared. Well, she did all that despite and maybe because of the druggy, sugary name that she was given at birth 46 years ago and has embraced proudly ever since.
Like me.
I first wrote about this remarkable woman 10 years ago after she earned her master's in higher education administration and was teaching in Beloit, where she grew up. The article went viral, and marijuana still has strangers saying to her, I've heard of you. Last month,
two Bobs.
Last month, after 8 years, obviously, this is just, I mean, this is only going to help her career and her.
Right.
You know, last month, after 8 years of studying and commuting, she scored a PhD in higher education leadership from Cardinal Stritch University, here in the Milwaukee area. So it seemed like a good time to catch up with Dr. Marijuana, where she admits sounds a bit. Which she admits sounds a bit like a weed dispensary. Her last name, originally Jackson and later Sawyer, is now Vandyck. She married Frederick Van Dyke, probably, in 2017, and they live on a 3-acre hobby farm with pigs and chickens and such in Pecatonica, Illinois, near Rockford. Frederick, whom she met through online dating, owns a welding business. Marijuana has a son, 16-year-old methamphetamine. 16, just kidding. That'd be crazy. 16-year-old cocaine, who is Isaac. His name's Isaac, who is smart and That's tall boring. Like his mom and likes basketball. Frederick and her three children, TJ, Heaven, Donovan, and LSD. Heaven has a baby, Egypt, which makes Marijuana a grandmother. So I don't feel like reading the rest of this, but essentially this lady named, Marijuana Pepsi is, she got a doctorate. So she's Dr. Marijuana Pepsi. What do you think about that?
Well, that's kind of a unique name. And I think that's probably one of those things where she's had to explain it and done a lot of talk about what it means. Is that really her name? But congratulations on the doctorate, PhD and all that other stuff. But that's a pretty wild name.
And damn her parents for doing that to her.
Yeah. And it doesn't really say like where the Pepsi came from and how.
No, I was paging through to try to see where the hell that might have come from. Now this article is 9,000 words long, so I don't feel like
We're not doing all that. That's dumb. But she's hugging her mother, whose name is Maggie Johnson. Oh man,
you can't that was make nice of her up. That was at least I mean, well, shit.
All right. I've got a regular name, but I'm gonna name you something weird.
No, I'm gonna do that to I'm gonna have my name changed to something crazy. Why not?
We should.
Yeah, let's do it.
Let's figure that out. That'd be a whole other segment.
We'll have to keep our names the same though, because you know, for the show.
Yeah, it still has to be Robert. Maybe our middle names could be Robert. We could have something cool for the first name, like Action.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Danger.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. So, our next story. How much do you normally pay for like a large pepperoni pizza?
Well, I just had pizza before we came down here, and we had two of the frozen ones, and I don't know where they came from. DiGiorno. But if I pay for a pizza, a large pizza, I probably top it at $12, maybe $15 max if it's just pepperoni. I'm looking in that $10 to $12 range.
Yeah, I'd say I'm probably right around the same thing. But some people actually pay a hell of a lot more.
Yeah, they do. Let's see. This one's Florida. And this one takes us to Florida.
Of course
where pepperoni pizza is a lot more expensive than it is anywhere else. Where a pepperoni pizza and three vodka drinks cost about $30. But for a Jensen Beach woman, the price was a trip to jail.
Oh, boy, that's expensive.
Yeah, the case against Melissa Brown, 42, a little bit hot, happened June 6th at Manatee Island Bar and Grill in Port Salimo. An arrest affidavit states, the manager told Martin County Sheriff's deputies a woman declined to pay her bar tab. Investigators say she ran into a men's bathroom, then in the women's bathroom. After she was there for about 10 minutes, a female deputy went in to ensure she was okay. Female deputy came out, as did the woman identified as Brown. Brown smelled of booze and displayed a large wet spot on her pants. Yeah, she did. That deputy say Brown smelled of a urination situation.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Brown's bill was $30.36, consisted of three Kettle One vodka drinks, totaling $19.50. A pepperoni pizza for $9. It's pretty reasonable. Plus tax. For $1.86, told by a deputy that the restaurant wanted her to settle her tab, Brown said she brought no money, which is commonly exchanged for goods and services. Typically only.
Usually.
Right. Commonly.
Can't really barter for it these days.
Right. She said she wasn't stealing. I just didn't feel like I should have to pay for it, you know? An affidavit states.
No.
Manatee Island Bar and Grill evidently disagreed.
They're selfish like
so,
that.
Yeah. Yeah. Deputies arrested Brown on charges of defrauding an innkeeper. And it's probably one of those laws that's been on the books since the 1800s, defrauding an innkeeper. And obstruction without violence.
What the fuck does that mean?
Brown of the 100 block of Pepper Lane in Jensen Beach was taken to the Martin County Jail, where it seems unlikely that vodka drinks and pepperoni pizza are on the menu.
No, but, you know, a big old bill from the prison probably is, though.
That's true.
If you pay, you have to pay when you go to jail, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, especially if you want out.
Yeah, like bail. You got to post bond bail. I don't know. See, this is how you know that I've never been in jail, because I don't know how I get out. I assume I have to give money of some sort.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't a judge, you have to be arraigned, and the judge sets your bail at a particular amount, and then you got to post that amount. And if you don't have it, then you got to like go to a bail bond store and borrow it. I don't know. All right, number this next
well, I'm
one.
Checking out her house. I thought she might live in like a mobile home community, but she doesn't. Actually, Pepper Lane here, it's got a lot of nice houses. It's close together, so not
really. You know how she affords that is by ripping all the bars in the area off. She gets free drinks and pizza everywhere she goes, except this one place.
Yeah, all the inns.
All the innkeepers. The innkeepers know who she is. You know, oh, it's Mrs. Brown here to, you know, here's some Kettle One vodka and a pepperoni pizza, ma'am. Enjoy your free food and drink. All right, next one. Since we're in Florida, might as well stay down here for a little bit. Yeah. This one, where a man says South Florida villa he bought at government auction turned out to be a foot wide piece of land. He bought a villa that was a foot, 1 foot wide piece of land. I thought this was pretty funny. And it's true, too. But I should say all this shit. Not that we ever say anything that isn't, you know, real news. But all this,
we wouldn't
is
defraud real. The innkeepers.
No. We gotta look out for the innkeepers. So a man who snagged a $177,000 villa for $9,100 now believes he was scammed by the Florida county that put the property up for auction for unpaid property taxes. The villa turns out to be a 1 foot by 100 foot strip of land that separates two villas in Tamarack and is worth $50, the Sun Sentinel reports. Broward County sold the parcel to Kerrville Holness at an online auction of tax delinquent properties in March. The land, which holds two mailboxes, starts at the curb, goes under a wall separating the garages of two adjoining villas, and then extends out the back. The paper reported, if I'm vindictive enough, I can cut right through the garage wall and the home to get to my airspace. But that what use would that be? Holness told the paper. It's deception, he added. He asked Brower to void the deal and return his money. County officials say state law does not allow for refunds. Holness said he submitted his bill based on property appraiser photos showing the villa as being the parcel, the Sun Sentinel reported. The appraiser's website and information on the county's tax site show no villa or building value, according to the paper. Officials don't know why the developer never attached the strip to either of the adjoining properties. The developer defaulted on the property taxes after dissolving.
That sucks.
And you know what's weird is, and I don't know where the information... It's almost like they changed the article, because originally when I read this, it actually said that it had, that, and maybe this wasn't correct, that the auction listing actually had multiple bids.
Well, there were a couple articles on it, and you sent me one, and I had it as well. So,
maybe that's why. So that's maybe we were looking at two different articles. You just thought yours was better than mine. Usual.
One of them probably had more ads than mine. I took out the one
that
didn't
matter.
Have all this shit.
Yeah, but according to some other unnamed source that I don't remember, that there were actually multiple bids on that particular piece. I mean, every other bid was like $10, $15, I guess. But
the actual value of the land. Oh, man. That is nuts.
Yeah. That sucks. Right. Sucks to be him. What are you going to do, though?
Yeah.
That's why you do your research, I suppose, right?
That's true. Yeah, see, this next one does have a lot of ads on it. It's pissing me off.
They got to pay their people to write shit.
This next one, I don't know where it takes us, but the title of the article is a gaming addict tried to poison his own parents after they unplugged his Wi-Fi. Sack Don Juan, 29, returned home drunk and started playing video games on his phone until he rode with his stepfather, it is claimed. Which, you know, he got in an argument, what that means. Gaming addict allegedly tried to poison his own parents after they forced him to stop playing by unplugging the router. Sack Duan John, 29, returned home drunk and started playing games on his smartphone with the volume turned up while his parents were trying to sleep. His stepfather, Chakri Kamrang, 52, said he woke up, and still older than me, an unplugged Wi-Fi box attempting to stop Sack from disturbing other people at the home. But Sack allegedly went on a rampage, cursing at his stepfather before smashing the house walls. Chakri said he had no choice but to hit him to calm him from acting aggressively.
How did they even know? Look at this picture, though. This guy lives in like a hut. It's a hut made out of sticks and like there's like it doesn't even have walls. There's like
no.
There's like there's a sheet blankets and sheets covering the hut. Apparently, had great Wi-Fi though.
Yeah, good Wi-Fi, high speeds, a big old Nero router or something in there. The fight seemed to have ended when Sack went to bed. Yep. The next morning, his mother, Suban Duanjan, 51, claims she discovered insoluble pesticides floating on the family's home garden while she was going to take some water for cooking rice. Shaken mother said she was shocked at her own son allegedly trying to kill her and her husband. She said, I saw my son went downstairs and putting something on the jar around 2 a.m. I asked him what he was doing, but he didn't answer and returned to his room, which was made of sheets and an old T-shirt. So he let it go and went to bed. I still wouldn't believe that he could do this. It's like purple stuff. It's like a purple. Yeah, I don't know what that is. I know that he gets angry very easily. We tried our best to deal with his anger, but this time it became too much. Family decided to call the local authorities. And yeah, it's a dirty, dirty black router sitting on top of a cardboard box. Sack allegedly admitted to them that he had put the poison in the family's water supply because he was still seething after being prevented from playing his smartphone game, probably by EA. He added, or his mother added, we wanted government officers to take him for treatment to the hospital because we didn't want to live in fear, wondering whether he would attack us again. He plays probably on his phone so much. Yeah, I think that's what made him stressed. It's hard to stop him as he is a grown boy now, so we have asked for help. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah, just don't unplug the
fuckers. A little bit too far.
Don't unplug his internet, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy. Hmm.
Wonder what the coverage is in places like that.
I don't know. It's probably his gigabit internet, right?
Probably.
Yeah. They're full 5G over there, so.
It's probably true. So, our final story, Rob.
Our next one is from our friends at World News Daily Report, and since we're over in that side of the planet, we might as well stop in at the Philippines.
Oh, good. I just wanted to go there.
Yeah, they're a collection of islands in the southern Asia area. They're Pacific Islanders, where a mermaid enthusiast accidentally mermaid enthusiast was accidentally harpooned to death by a local fisherman. An American I'm looking at this picture. I just can't. It's a guy dressed up like a mermaid.
Saving that.
An American tourist has An American tourist has met an untimely death in the Philippines after being accidentally killed by a local fisherman. Reports the Manila Catholic Press this week. Andrew Stevens, 28, was accidentally harpooned to death multiple times by local fishermen who allegedly mistook Stevens for some kind of large fish. Stevens at the time was wearing a colorful mermaid tail, which could explain the confusion, believe authorities. The victim died after receiving 127 stab wounds from the harpoon. They harpooned him 127 times. And was found with a large hook stuck in his left cheek. A Manila police spokesman told him, so they were fishing for him.
Oh, man.
Which meant he probably tried to bite it as well. The Manila police spokesman told local reporters, "We find very weird that fish has arms and hair and talk English." I love. Sorry. The quote from police says, "We find very weird that fish has arms and hair and talk English, but it all happening so fast." It's a fisherman. One fisherman admitted to reporters.
So he stabbed
it. It all happening so fast. It is only when the victim's body was dragged upon the boat that the fisherman apparently realized the horror of what had just happened. "We have long, long day of fishing with no fish that day, so we very happy when we catch him. Maybe we too excited," one fisherman explained, visibly remorseful. The San Francisco Mermaid and Mermen community will commemorate Andrew Stevens' death by an official gathering next week by the San Francisco Bay Area. The Mermaid and Mermen community of San Francisco. They are terribly, terribly saddened of what happened.
Yeah. It's an unfortunate event.
It truly is. It truly is.
Well, you know, I had written down urination situation for the show title, but I think Mermaid Enthusiast, TTB 104 Mermaid Enthusiast, is pretty good.
That is pretty good. That is pretty good.
I do like that.
Oh, boy. Thank you, World News Daily Report. You never fail to come through for us.
No, they don't.
Please always remember to visit World News Daily Report for all your hard-hitting news that the major networks won't talk about, such as the Canadian fisherman survives sexual assault by dozens of seals. Or the fisherman captures 3,000-pound great white shark in the Great Lakes. That's scary because I swim in there every so often. Not frequently.
Well, yeah.
I've been there.
I was showing Ben a map because we were talking about, we were watching the game last night. I showed him the video of Juan Soto hitting the home run over the wall, and it was a big old bomb, and I said, "That's where Rob lives." So I showed him a map, and I said, here's where Comerica Park is, and here's where I just put your city in, and yeah. He goes, "Oh, that's near the Great Lakes." I said, "Yeah, that's right." So he's very smart to figure that out. I zoomed out, and he looked, "Oh, it's the Great Lakes." And he goes, "I said, oh, look, there's Canada right there." He's like, "Ooh, he's close to Canada."
I'm too close to Canada. I don't go there often. I don't frequent Canada, but I mean, I suppose if I needed to, it's convenient. Right across.
You needed some service.
You need to take the tunnel or the bridge over to Windsor, or we can go up to Port Huron through Sarnia.
Yeah. Kayak over there.
Yeah. All very exciting. All very exciting.
Well, good. Well, that's episode 104, and I hope we'll find a time to get in next week. But like I said, I'm ready to get back to some more structured Two Bobs episodes. We did so well for so long, and a few things disrupted over the last couple months. So for all our listeners and all our new ones and old ones and all that, we do look forward to being back on a regular basis.
Absolutely. And as always, you can find us on all the social things at Two Bobs Podcast at www.thetwobobs.com. Or we also have a phone number.
I noticed that you had a phone number.
Yes, we do. It's 530-882-BOBS, which is 530-882-2627. So, Caden, if you want to leave us a message, tell us about your beards. We're also on Untappd, and I am at RobertK328, and you are?
I'm at PhilRoberts33.
Yeah, we haven't talked about it in a while, and I meant to do that today, but as luck would happen, I forgot it. So we do track all of our beers there.
You removed it from the lineup, that's why.
Yeah. If you'd like to friend us on Untappd, we'd be happy to follow you as well.
All right.
I think we'll see you next week.
Yeah, maybe. We'll see. God willing.
All right. Bye.
See ya. This preceding show is brought to you with joy by the two Bobs. Oh, words of their own. Not of anybody else in the world, because nobody else would fucking own up to this shit. And you can subscribe to our podcast or just go to the fucking twobobs.com. Stop being a little bitch and just own up and do it.